You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Andrew and I had our first fight.
Yeah, we had our first fight that morning.
We had our first fight, and it was strictly just from the stress of moving. Like,
yeah, probably.
We were just both in our own, like, thing. I don't know.
Okay. Just a little miscommunication.
Yeah.
You know, the core of all dysfunction.
Core of all dysfunction, exactly.
Or finding out where to eat when you're married. Am I right?
No, I'm single.
I will shut up forever. Hi, welcome to Don't Mess. I'm Christine Sedelko.
And I'm Chris Clemens.
And we're here to seduce you
into listening
and giving us
money.
Anyway, money. This is our podcast. We have a lot of fun.
So just come along and listen and, you know, find out for yourself if this will be your first, your last, or maybe your third. Don't Mess is a CastBox original produced alongside Studio 71. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can listen to Don't Mess wherever you get your podcasts, but I hope you'll give CastBox a shot. I think it's the best.
Don't mess. Don't mess.
Anyway, hey guys, what's up? What's up, guys? Welcome back to Don't Mess. I'm Chris Clemens.
And I'm not high enough for this shit. Because Chris bought an empty cartridge to this podcast.
What did you bring?
My good attitude? Oh, wait. I left that at home, too.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Never had one. This podcast sucks. I'm Christine Sedelko.
Today we're with he's been my roommate. But
he been new, sister.
Yeah. He is now your new roommate.
Well, not until sometime in January when I move in.
But contractually, he's your new roommate.
And don't know why I said that. Doesn't matter.
No.
Just added unnecessary, unfunny time to this podcast.
That Mark will now have to edit out. So
congrats.
Merry Christmas, Mark. But yeah, we're here with our roommate, Andrew Lau.
Who has the most luscious curls I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
I know it's a podcast, but
it's the intro.
Oh yeah, you may speak.
Yeah.
You may speak.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a little long, got a little lost.
No,
there.
It's a really, really bad podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm having a great time and
I'm
happy
to be here.
Well, no, it's fun.
Bad can be fun.
Yeah.
I think we have too much fun and that's why it's bad.
But it's like other people hang out with us maybe. That's like how they feel. They're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, hey, how do you like my voice in your ear?
Not a lot.
So
who are we?
Where are we?
Well, we just came from the first... Whoa.
Yeah, it was like, what?
We just arrived for the first time from
our
house.
New house.
Guys, we are all moving out of apartments into a full house.
It's not a half house.
It's
not a halfway house.
Although, yet.
True. It is a crack den, I will admit.
It is so beautiful. We have a pool.
Oh, my God. It's so big.
Oh, it's my God.
We have a bungalow.
We have literally like a cabana.
We have a literal covered cabana is
a
better word for it. You're right.
Establishment, but a cabana.
Oh, we're going to play so much hotscotch in that back part.
There's so many games.
There's so many.
Oh, my God. Sidewalk
skip
chalk.
It.
We can do so much with sidewalk
chalk. Oh, so much art. We can draw circles around ants and watch them get confused.
We can get magnifying glass and
burn
them. Ants. Suck it, PETA.
Yeah.
I will bring home the bacon.
Honestly, when I found out how smart and how insane ants are.
Ants are insane.
I literally was like, I can never kill one ever again.
Yeah.
I just thought they were tiny when I was little. And I'm like, once I found out they could carry how many times their body weight,
their
the fucking colonies.
Are so big for being so small.
You are smarter than I am. I can't kill you.
Should we play Are You Smarter Than an Ant next?
I'd fail.
Oh my God, but on the way here, we saw Sofia Vergara.
Oh, we did.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we saw. I just looked over and I was like, oh, that's her filming on a dolly thing.
Yeah, her Mercedes station, or her Mercedes, what is that car?
I don't even know, but I don't know if people know how they film stuff. It's like they put the car on a moving...
On a flatbed.
And then the truck pulls it, so it looks like they're actually driving.
So
I always thought they did it on green screens.
Yeah.
So until I moved here, and I was
But that was pretty wild.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't freak out. I kind of was just like, oh, cool.
I wish just I looked over it. And it was like literally Sofia Vergara.
Well, I feel like I feel like if it was someone else, I might have freaked out. Like if I cared more about
them.
Can you
imagine if it was like Rihanna with like a purple convertible, like put down like her
I still want to wait for that. What's it called?
What?
Comedians in Cars and Getting Coffee that you saw, because I bet you'll be in it. Because if you said, because a lot of times if they say shit to them while they're driving, they'll put it in.
I literally shot on, I don't even remember his name right now. I was solely focused on Seth Rogen.
Right.
I was like, Seth Rogen, I just want to get high with you. Like, I want to roll a joint with Seth Rogen.
I love Seth Rogen. He does all that Alzheimer's work. Yeah. I love him.
I don't know how
anyway,
we got onto
Andrew,
this.
Anyway, Andrew, how are you?
Hi.
How does it feel to be in this trio?
Yeah.
It's fun.
Like, is it?
No, having a good time.
No, okay. I think it's, us as roommates is going to be so.
It'll be really interesting.
Interesting.
I said this before, I doubt we will ever have any significant fights.
Yeah.
I don't think so
I
either.
Doubt there will ever be like screaming.
We're all really easygoing.
Like definitely problems will arise, but like
we're like have no problems like talking to each other.
And I'm finally mature enough to be like, if I don't care that much about something, even if I still don't agree, I'll just concede.
Yeah. It's just not worth
it. I just pick my battles
to just,
now.
Yep.
Where I'm like, I don't care enough to 100%. Make this be a whole thing.
And it's like, oh, and just like the setting of like the house itself
how can
is
you be
just,
mad there?
How can you be mad? Exactly.
I know.
And now we have an office too.
We do Ooh, have like, an extra room for guests.
Like it is just so
people can stay with
dumb.
Us.
Yeah. I mean, anywhere. Like
it's
they can sleep
lit.
Outside.
They can sleep outside for all I care.
We can sleep outside.
They can sleep underwater. they can sleep at the bottom of the pool.
Shackled to a brick.
Oh, so, yeah, push
that's
them in.
Everyone's initiation. They're like, we love your house, and you're like, yeah, come see the backyard. Click.
Or like,
I
if
said
it had
click
pool cover.
To distract you. Do we have to get a pool cover? I've never had a pool in my backyard.
I had a pool cover. Well, no. We had that pool at the old place that we shall not speak of. Although I'm already speaking of the
oh
old
my
house
God.
With the pool.
I forgot that.
And Pancake was fine. She just doesn't like water, so she'll just avoid it. But
oh,
she
well,
fell
I
in
meant
like
just,
once.
Because like in Delaware, like pools close because it's like winter.
Yeah, no, that doesn't. That's
so
not
yeah,
a
I guess,
thing
yeah,
here.
We don't need pool covers.
No. I thought you meant for like the dog.
No.
Here I was thinking you cared about my pet.
No.
Crazy me.
I really want to plant a garden, but I'm worried that Pancake is going to eat it.
We need to fence
it. She was saying we should fence off that side so she only poops on the grass side where there's grass now.
Yeah, because I totally would love a garden and she totally would eat it.
Like a picnic table in that little garden area.
Oh, sorry, Mark.
That was Christine getting a text.
No, it was a voicemail from the vet because Pancake tore a ligament
literally
at the new
house.
Literally
the first time she went.
Oh my God, perfect segue into stories. What did she do?
She literally, I don't even know. What did she do?
Well,
you're the one who has the vet report.
For the first time, we're all over there. We got our little cheesy champagne. We're like, cheers, we rent, but cheers.
Yeah.
And then within 5 minutes.
That's exactly what it's like. I need cheers out of Rent Solo cups.
Because we rent. Yeah. I'm finally a home renter.
Honestly, though, the best lease I've ever signed in 7 years.
So cheap.
Oh my God.
So cheap.
So affordable.
Really and like
it.
Such
stunning,
a bang for the buck.
And it's getting cleaned right now.
It's
deep.
Owned by
oh my
great
God.
People.
And we got Wi-Fi this morning.
Oh, the Fortnite we're going to play. Well, Andrew and I.
The Fortnite I'm going to not watch and hide in my room and ignore.
No, you'll play Red Dead Redemption instead.
Yeah, so now you used to be an Xbox household, and now we're an Xbox and PlayStation household.
And Nintendo Switch.
Wow.
We all
we're
have Nintendo
so
Switches, right? You have one?
No.
Oh, it's just me and Chris.
We are really privileged.
After hearing that, I'm
we're
like, whoa.
Oh, wow, now we're a PlayStation Xbox.
I just remembered I also have a PlayStation
well,
one.
I mean,
or
but,
an Xbox
but
one.
But that's literally three of us having a gaming console and coming together. That's not like we just buy an excess.
Yeah, but I do.
But what? I do buy an
I did buy Pancake a wagon, and she's only on bed rest for 3 weeks.
I can't wait for the Pancake Parade around the neighborhood.
It's like a child wagon.
Oh
it's like a cloth, like foldable, like red flyer wagon.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Are you going to walk Pancake in the wagon?
Oh, yeah. Because I was so excited because like, I got my Fitbit. I'm on like my fitness journey. So like, I walk a lot, especially in Arizona, because my walk with my grandpa, because he's like a big mall walker. You know how old people do that?
Yeah, my Nana loves mall
walking. So we'll do that like in the neighborhood. And I'm like, oh, I'll bring Pancake because she'll tire her out, whatever. Now I can't, so now I'll just pull her in the wagon.
It's gonna
be
it.
So cute. I'm gonna scream.
It's gonna be so cute.
I'm going to scream.
Yeah, you're gonna scream?
Oh, anyway, I don't think I even told the story. Within 5 minutes, she runs into the screen door and busts it. Busts through it with her big giant head.
I was so high when this happened. And
I
keeled
over laughing.
And I'm trying to pour it like champagne evenly. I am just so tired from moving, so out of it. I look up like as her face is like maybe 5 inches away from the screen. So I saw like it just, and her face on the other side of the,
oh, I wish like, I could have seen it from that end.
I don't know why I'm trying to make it. It was so funny. It's just like,
I know.
It was and like it, if you made a dough face out of pizza dough, threw it at glass.
Just
it was just
flattened. It was sweet little idiot.
It was so, and then so the next time I saw her, she was limping.
Yeah,
I
don't know
like,
when
oh
it
my
happened.
God, she. Like, the screen fucked her up.
I think it might have been that. I don't
you
know.
Think?
I don't know. I didn't see it happen. But, yeah, she just really fucked up her back left leg.
Yeah, it's so sad.
I know.
Watching her limp.
I know. I have to, like, carry... She's 70 pounds. I have to, like, carry her into bed.
You're going to be bench pressing the pancakes.
I know. I'm going to be like... Ugh. Yeah, she's such a sweet little dumbass.
Yeah, she really
God,
is.
God, I love her so much. Her dumb little face.
Oh, and her, like, her little neck wrinkles.
Oh, God, what a dog.
I can't wait for all the stories that's going to come out of us living together.
Oh, my
together.
God.
I know.
Yesterday, oh, my God.
So little.
Oh, is this a parking story?
The parking
Tell
story.
It.
So yesterday, I walk out. I, like, have been on this, like, weird early morning getting up at, like, the ass crack of dawn just naturally. And so I went to Home Depot, and I woke up, and I was pulling out of the driveway. And I see Andrew's car on the street, and we live on a curve. So the street parking that Andrew tried to park on is a curve, which is really
it's
hard to park
on. It's a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, in his defense, it's really hard to park
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I had trouble today.
It was a struggle.
And so I walk out. Andrew's car is maybe 3 to 4 feet away from the curb in the middle of the road.
I would say maybe 4 to 5. Like,
okay, I wanted to say 4 to 5, but I wanted
no,
to like...
No, you won't hurt my feelings.
Okay. It was like 4 to 5, so then...
It was brutal.
Like, I could have laid down on the curb and my bun would like reach your car. Well, I'm 6 feet.
It was just so funny because it's like the like beautiful morning light. Like, it's just like the car has sat there for hours like this.
Oh, so funny.
I thought I did a good job in the night. Like, I
in
was
the
like,
night,
oh,
yeah.
I killed it.
Yeah, and we just had a full day of moving,
true,
too. So, like,
true,
it was
that's
like...
That's why people fuck in the dark.
Yeah. What?
You're delusional.
Oh.
This is why I'm a virgin and I don't talk about shit
like
this.
Where did that come from?
I thought I was being insightful.
So Andrew and I then went to run errands, and I was like, you should probably move your car, like, closer to the curb.
Yeah.
So... Like, our neighbors just don't think, like, oh, these, like, kids are reckless and don't care about, like, where they park or whatever.
And or crack addicts.
Yeah. Every time we've seen the neighbors, I mean, we really look just
so
not our
well,
best.
Well, just today I backed into their garbage cans. I almost knocked them completely over. I was like, oh,
the only
man.
Thing that's important is that the owners of the house like us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so Andrew goes to move his car, and I'm in the garage backing out. And Andrew's car, I look in my rear view, and it is perfectly blocking the driveway.
Yeah.
It is perfectly blocking the driveway.
What happened again? It ran out of gas.
Yeah. I ran out of gas. My car, guys, so I turned on my car, it moved 4 feet, and it ran out of gas. It blocked the driveway, then just ran out of gas. Our neighbors
like,
are, like, outside,
oh, like
getting
there couldn't
ready.
Have been more of them.
No.
Oh, my God, I missed this
and
whole
so
thing.
I have to push Andrew's car, and I'm like, turn the wheel.
Yeah.
And they're all just sitting there watching.
It's so embarrassing.
God, that's a funny story, man.
Yeah. Wow, I...
And podcast over.
Yeah. All right, well, see you guys next week. Well... You parked like that because we had just dropped off a U-Haul at like 1 a.m.
Okay, it was a rough night.
That was,
yeah,
that movie Rough Night, whatever that is about is not accurate.
No.
Because, like, let us tell you.
Andrew
and
I
were, like, Andrew and I had our first fight.
Yeah, we had our first fight
oh my
that
God.
Morning.
We had our first fight, and it was strictly just from the stress of moving. Like,
yeah, probably.
We, like, there was nothing really... Like, we were just both in our own, like, thing. I don't know.
Okay.
Just a little miscommunication.
Yeah.
You know, the core of all dysfunction.
Yeah,
the mm-hmm. core of all dysfunction. Exactly.
Or finding out where to eat when you're married. Am I right?
No, I'm single.
I will shut up forever.
Oh, thank God.
No, so Andrew ordered a U-Haul. And
because it's, you know, I did it last year, and it's kind of, it's like way cheaper than using
I was with a U-Haul in Chicago.
And it comes with dollies and stuff, which are like things with wheels. So it's so easy to get your shit
it's
there.
Very easy.
Yeah, so we are like, we can do this.
Totally.
And
but you couldn't.
So we load up the truck. Let's like cut the story short. We load the truck.
Okay, I was sitting in it. I was a good friend. I came over and
Christine came and sat in it.
I watched British Bake Off and took my shoes off, kicked my feet up, smoked a joint.
That it did smell. I was like, and the windows are going to get rolled down. So yeah, we pack it up and we're like, okay, let's just fucking drive it. I ended up hiring a TaskRabbit because I was like, my hands were so cut up and they kept bleeding and I honestly was so tired.
Yeah.
And the furniture turned out to be way heavier than...
Oh, yeah. I have some heavy-ass furniture.
Yeah, you have that, like, artisanal
really
shit.
Give you a warning. It's very, like, metal and wood.
Yeah, you have
you're
very
so
rustic,
metal.
Like, heavy wooden...
Yeah, it's like, it's not like that IKEA
industrial
shit. It's like that Amazon rainforest.
Industrial Revolution style.
Yeah.
And so we go to turn on this U-Haul and... There is no heartbeat.
Just nothing.
Not even like a not a sputter.
No. There was this weird ticking noise that we never...
Yeah, there was a really weird ticking noise that like, I don't know.
And then the headlights would kind of glow. So we then hooked up my car.
Right, because you called me because I thought I had cables and my dad took them out of my car.
Andrew had cables, luckily. We just didn't have the intel.
Right. Yeah. So I was like... I just got home.
Yeah.
And it was rush hour.
And you were
like,
please don't make
I was like, I know how to do it, but like, I thought it was easy to Google, but apparently not.
No, it was like, Google.
I mean, it's kind of easy.
It's easy, but there's like,
I'm just like, red is positive, black is negative.
It's all the same steps, and then until it's like, once everything's connected, and then that's where every website changes. It's like, rev your engine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, wait 5 minutes. So my car is hooked up for like 20 minutes.
I think your car, I think the problem was that it didn't have enough power.
Yeah, because it's like a truck. It was a 15-foot truck.
Yeah. That's why, and when you said that, I was like, oh, wait, yeah, it has to be like at least equal or
more. So we called... The U-Haul
roadside is what I don't even
that fuckery.
I'm like trying to repress it.
Same,
so hard.
It's like so
they
hard
give
to
us
talk.
An hour ETA,
and the guy literally rolls up at an hour and 45.
No, 50. It is 50.
Yeah. That extra 5 really makes a difference.
It does.
That's like
it
a movie. Did. That's like a Disney movie.
That's like the Lord of the Rings movie.
No, that's like 3 hours. You should watch like Tangled.
Yeah.
In that time.
I've never seen it, but I believe you.
I got scared of the first scene, Butterfly 3D, because I'm a giant pussy.
Wait, what is that?
I'm terrified of 3D movies, and there was literally just
a 3D TV.
In the beginning, it was like an innocent little butterfly floating by, and I was watching it with the kids I babysat, and I was like, ah! Like, I get so scared of 3D movies. I'm terrified of 3D movies. Even the kid ones. I hate, especially the ones where it's, like, the action ones.
Yeah,
if I did, like Sharknado or whatever the fuck in 3D, I would piss my pants. I would piss my literal pants.
I just don't even like 3D.
I don't either. I don't remember when it
just doesn't look as good.
It doesn't. And it just... And they do stupid shit just for 3D. Like, don't reach at the camera, bitch.
Yeah,
there was this weird phase, like, 3 or 4 years ago where just everything that was coming out was 3D.
Like,
3D.
Titanic.
I'm like, I don't want this. I don't want any of this.
Yeah,
I want
2D. I want, if anything, a comfier chair.
Yeah.
And another serving
of
popcorn,
ones.
Please.
There are so many nice movie theaters now.
There are.
They got like full-ass restaurants
Which
and bars.
Makes sense because it's like, you're going there for entertainment.
You should be comfortable. Yeah.
I love how we just skipped.
On that note.
I say we just leave the U-Haul story behind. Basically, it didn't work.
And then we got it to work. And then
this guy came.
Painful. Pain.
And
that's
now
it.
We all live together and we're all going to live happily ever after.
Yeah.
And ad break.
We're going to take a quick ad break. But afterwards, we asked you guys to send us most likely twos.
Superlatives!
So,
most likely
tuned.
To mooch off their parents. But guess what? I'm paying my own rent.
In a house, bitch! We out back. I don't know what that voice was. I was trying to come in with some kind of life.
Some kind of
something.
Little something. Can
something
I get you
called
little...
beautiful and blue denim. I don't know.
Is that real?
I don't know. It sounds like it could be.
Yeah, I thought you were singing a country song. For real, for real.
For real, for
real. For real,
come through, hype beast.
Oh, I won't. I'm
so, I am looking through the responses that you guys sent in for most likely to. I guess Jacqueline_M says most likely to come home drunk 3 nights in a row.
3 nights in a row?
That would not, I know, having lived with Andrew and myself, I know that would not be either of us because when we get hungover, it is like a 3-day process.
It also wouldn't be me.
Yeah.
So I guess most likely.
I feel like you, though, because you've been really wanting to get drunk lately.
Yeah, but three in a row? I haven't gone out in months.
I could do that. That's like a weekend. You go Friday, out more Saturday, than me. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I don't think it would be, but most likely it would be.
Okay, I'll say me.
I have to admit something. What? I got distracted. I didn't know we started.
Oh, I did see you were on the phone, let's dive.
Yeah, no, next one. You know, let's go. Yeah, let's just keep it going.
He's like, I didn't hear, but I agree.
Yeah, I'm down.
Are you ready, Christine?
And Andrew.
No, to live with you. Get
oh.
it?
Oh, are you ready, Christine?
I am ready. I am ready. We suck.
Jeremiah.nor asks, most likely to use each other's stuff without asking.
What kind of stuff? Because we're not borrowing clothes.
I don't know, girly.
Well, you are wearing my merch.
I am. Merry Crisis.
But...
like, let's say...
like, I feel like we have, like... like, I, like, with you, I know that I need to ask.
Me, yeah.
But, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like I would ask you.
Yeah, I feel like
I feel, Andrew, I feel like I would let you use my stuff.
Like, what kind of stuff? Like, what are
we talking about? Well, like, Keurig.
Like, a Keurig.
You use my Keurig. I'm not, you don't have to ask me to use it. It's just going to be in the kitchen.
Appliances are, like.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, if you went to my room.
Just to go in your room.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you like used my, I don't know, what would I have that you could, I wouldn't mind if you played my PlayStation, or I wouldn't mind if you like.
Fiddled my clit.
Whoa, God.
Christine's face just totally dropped.
I think I'm actually more upset about the word fiddle than I am clit.
Oh, no, I would agree with that. Yeah. I said fiddle and I was like, I don't like that at all.
Anyway, yeah, I feel like we would all just mostly ask unless it was something like in a common area.
I feel like that's a boring one and we should go to the next one.
Yeah, I feel you shouldn't have asked it. I feel like Jeremiah shouldn't have asked it. I feel like you shouldn't have read it and I feel like we shouldn't have answered it. Yeah.
All right, fair.
I regret everything.
Well, fine. Well, I'll fucking 360 this bitch. Official Eric Money asks, who's most likely to throw up on a dick?
Oh, a dick? If it was just throw up, me. On a dick, not me.
Oh my God. I was thinking about this the other day.
Although if I ever did try to suck a dick, I guarantee you I would throw up.
I was thinking you would be drunk and like, because I was like, oh, well, Christine doesn't like suck dick, obviously. But like you would be drunk like putting your head near someone's dick and you'd be like, bleh.
You want to know a revelation I had?
Oh,
If cum didn't exist, if semen, ejaculated semen didn't exist,
sure.
I don't think I would have that big of a problem sucking a dick. I don't think it would be that bad. Because I don't think they're as disgusting as vaginas.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think they're, the balls are really the only thing I have a problem with. The, like, what do you call it, the shaft?
Yeah.
That's fine. It's not pretty, but it's not gross.
No.
You know? And it's, the only thing is just like if they came... on or in me or anywhere.
So you would just like...
like a semen like didn't
it would be, so it would just be like a rubber dog toy that you'd be putting in your mouth.
Right. Right.
Just like a chew toy? Like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do they like teeth?
No.
Avoid
teeth. Okay. Yeah. I wonder if they make like a mouth guard for blowjobs. Do you think?
Probably. Like, how sad.
Like, at that point, just retire.
Yeah. I'm a virgin. What?
Molly Rhiannon asks, most likely to shit themselves. And out of this group...
Chris.
I've never shat myself.
Okay, Chris. All right. well then,
what were you going to say?
Yeah, well, but what's like, your delusion?
Well, I was like, we're all like a dysfunctional group. Like,
I've never shat my pants.
Okay, got it. Me neither.
Although I did drink 3 cups of coffee the other day, and it literally sounded like I was pissing out of my ass. It was disgusting. It literally sounded like I was pissing out of my ass.
Thank you so much. That's me after drinking. That's why I can't do 3 days in a row.
Beer shits,
because
dude.
Because
my God, beer shits are the worst.
No, not only are beer shit wipes. Those last forever.
I'm about to blow your mind because you're men. Period poops.
Oh.
Period poops are the most rancid.
I can't even imagine.
Just black tar.
Is it? Okay.
It is like a fucking tar pit.
Does blood also come out of the...
Does it come out of there?
Yeah. No. But like
it'll
at
mix
the same...
together. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Disgusting.
Yep, you win.
All right. It's disgusting.
Aren't you happy you're listening to this podcast?
All the hormones in you make you poop more, too. It's not just like, oh, I'm pooping normally and there's blood in it, too. It's like specifically when you're on your period, your poops are nasty.
I mean, this is why I just...
No one's ever talked about that.
I know. This is why...
It's like only women know about it.
I just don't understand how people don't respect that. Like, it's just like, I would.
I'm responsibly raised produce, and I respect women. Thanks, Sunbasket. Next question.
Jenna McAfoos asked.
Wait, what?
I definitely added a fun little.
Jenna McAfoos.
Yeah, pronunciations in there. She said sleep in another person's bed, but I'm going to, like, change it a little bit. Most likely to, like,
fall asleep.
Be found sleeping in someone else's bed.
Out of the three of us?
So. Yeah. Well, out of four, if you're including Pancake.
Yeah.
I would definitely just sleep in my bed or on the couch.
I
wouldn't
sleep in my bed.
I would get blacked out enough that I would be confused enough to accidentally. So maybe me?
Love it.
Okay.
Andrew, are you?
I've definitely woken up places that I didn't realize I fell asleep in. And some of them have been other people's beds.
There's definitely a lot
of
times.
I woke up in a homeless man's cardboard box.
No. That was the lowest moment of my entire life.
I was like, I could have died. I could have been murdered. Or worse. Yeah. Expelled. What?
Oh.
Worse. Exchange. Really nice. So our her priorities. Gotta love Harry Potter. I don't, actually.
You don't?
I don't hate it. I don't go crazy about it. I don't.
Andrew,
I don't.
Harry Potter?
It's like fine.
I just
like,
don't
I
care
grew up
about
watching
it.
The things. Like,
the books
I
were good. My mom would read me the books
of
the movies. I'm just like, I don't care enough about the world.
Oh,
like the hair, like the wizarding and the.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely spent so much money on having like a realistic looking wand.
Yeah, that's weird. To
yeah,
me.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I do like the butterbeer at Universal.
Holy
yeah,
shit!
Yeah.
That alone is.
I like the music.
Yeah, the music, John Williams.
Yeah.
Mm,
double,
so pretty.
Double, toil and trouble. So they work it this way, cause.
Oh my god, should we do a whole musical episode?
No, for the love of all that is holy, no.
We would get canceled just right then
like,
and
don't
there.
Don't get me wrong, I would personally love that, but I'm too good of a person to do that to anyone else.
That's, yeah.
I can't subject
you're
someone
so responsibly
to that.
Raised.
God, the Buffy musical episode. They were like one of the first to do a musical episode. You know how like Grey's Anatomy did
it? Oh, Grey's Anatomy has a musical
episode?
Oh
my god, they do, and it starts with a car crash. The girl, it starts with
Grey's
her.
Grey's Anatomy, the one with like 80 seasons and
Grey's
like the serious.
Grey's Anatomy did a fucking musical episode.
That's.
Some didn't tell me your name
crazy.
Is Lucy. It's horrible.
That
it's,
sounds
bad. Sounds
it's
awful.
It's so good. It's so bad. It's so
it's
bad.
It's so good because it's so
it's
bad.
It's like The Odd Couple. It's like it starts off with like a suicide and then it's like, and you know what I mean? It like starts off with a car crash but then they're like singing.
Is Grey's Anatomy like a Law and Order where each episode they have a different case?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never seen
and then,
Grey's
like,
Anatomy.
And then like the
but,
personal
like,
storylines carry over.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And sometimes the patients will have like longer
interesting.
Arcs. But for the most part, it's like a new case every. But there's multiple cases. Like some, oh, these people working on this case were like, oh, this one's really testing his. I did blah, blah, blah.
Oh, so some people like make it through multiple episodes yeah. and some don't.
Yeah, like Mandy Moore was on it and she had a couple episodes.
Mandy Moore?
She was a patient. Mandy Moore? Yeah, Mandy Moore was on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's like.
6-season finale, guys, that.
How many seasons are there?
I don't even know. I stopped watching after like 8.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Ian_butt says, most likely to piss off the neighbors.
I feel like.
Pancake.
Pancake. No.
I feel like
no,
me.
The most likely to piss off our neighbor's dog, or piss off our neighbors is our neighbor's dog.
I hate that dog.
That dog just will not shut up when Pancake is around. It's
like
we
leave
get
my
it.
Daughter
she's
alone.
A sexy beast.
Yeah, I wonder if it's a boy. Maybe they could mate. Nope, wow. She's fixed.
Fixed.
Oh.
Yeah. Sad. Tragic.
I want to see Pancake babies.
I looked up what she would have looked like as a puppy, and I found one. I'll show you after. I found one that is her exact markings. It looks.
Stop.
It was. It's like that is just what she would have looked like.
Oh my god.
And I was like, oh my god, a little puppy.
I picture them looking like those. You remember those the dogs with the big heads?
What?
No, those like. Those pictures of like dogs that was called like the dog and like they had the big heads and like small bodies.
Big head the dog.
No.
Oh.
Dogs playing poker?
No. Okay, well this is anyway, Nintendo that's what
dogs?
I was picturing.
Nintendo
someone
dogs?
You know what the good thing about having a podcast is someone will get it.
Yeah,
and they
I
will
was
tweet
gonna
you
say
about it.
That is what I picture.
I get
Pancake.
Every Friday I'm like, I got your reference. I got your reference. And I'm like, thank God someone did. Because I just get silence. Like this.
Ooh, okay. This one does not apply to Christine.
Cool.
Unless.
I have a penis? I don't.
Unless you have a sex drive all of a sudden.
Not yet.
Okay. Not over Emma asks, having most likely to have sex in the living room.
In the living room?
Who do you think out of the two of us would
I
have?
I don't care because I would kill you. I would kill. I don't care who it is. I would murder you. I don't care if I'm not home.
I agree.
If I ever found out that you were fucking in a common area, I would vomit and then I would murder you.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I would shove your face. You would choke on my vomit. So sorry.
What else would you do to us?
I'm going to Jimi Hendrix you.
What is that?
He choked on his vomit.
I was like, oh shit, yeah, kinky. Sorry.
I don't think I would, because like, when would there be a situation?
Too many possible.
I don't care if you fuck in your room. I don't give a
too
shit.
Too many possible walk-ins in the living room. Like, that sounds too stressful.
I will allow pool sex. No, I'm kidding. I would die.
No pool sex.
You can do it in behind the cabana, in the corner.
In that scary changing room.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is
anything
like...
Anything that has a door is open.
Yeah.
Except for my bathroom and my room.
And Pancake's cage.
Oh my God. Can you imagine? I couldn't even fit in her crate.
Yeah, that sounds so claustrophobic.
Let alone two people.
Like having to fit and then having to fuck. Anyway. Next.
Really surprised you didn't.
Everybody's asking about how drunk we are. Oh, who's most likely to pee in the pool?
Me.
I pee in the shower.
We all pee in the shower.
If people are in the shower and they get out to pee, I'm sorry, that's insane.
I don't pee in the pool.
If you're like, let me just turn my shower water off.
I pee
before I go sometimes.
Shower?
Like, I pee before in the toilet before I get in the shower.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Or like I poop,
No, I poop in the shower.
Ew.
One of my favorite Simpsons things is, I love the Simpsons. I don't know.
I've never really seen it, so we should watch it.
I'm so surprised. I've tried to show it to like people that I thought would watch it, and like no one does. Like, it's one of the oldest, like most famous TV shows ever.
Yeah, I wish I got it more.
She's doing this like Marge has Maggie the baby at this like Mommy and Me club, and they're listening to this like the Wiggles type, like whatever. Like, and it's poop in the tub. I'm not gonna poop in the tub. It was just so funny, and I always sing that when I'm like washing pancake. Anyway, that's my
anecdote.
Unnecessary interjection.
I pooped in the tub once, and I made my dad pick it up.
Yep.
Anyways,
power move.
I've literally done that, and also my father picked it up.
I just didn't know what to do, so I was like, I pick it up.
When my appendix,
so I was like, pick it up, bitch.
Do you guys want to know something really awful?
What?
When my appendix ruptured in college, I was in the hospital for 6 days, and like my whole intestines were fucked up, right? So pretty much anytime I would do anything, I would just shit my pants. Oh my God, I have shit my pants. Well, I guess it was a hospital gown, so it doesn't count.
Yeah, look who shit their pants now, bitch. At one point, it's not so pretty.
I threw up so hard that I shit my pants, and my dad had to wipe my ass. And I was 21. My dad had to wipe my ass for me because my mom was home sleeping. Isn't that grim?
That really is grim.
Like, that man wiped my ass. He's like an army ranger. And he wiped my ass.
I do forget like, your dad is like a serious man.
He's like
man.
A military man. Yeah, and he wiped my ass for me. I was like, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, I'm like, well, that's something for family therapy.
Yeah, for real.
Alexia Diane Cara. Asks... Who's most likely to lock themselves out of the house? Who do we think is going to be the first person?
Andrew.
Well, me. Like,
Andrew,
what
I've
do
seen
we even...
you try to get into your apartment on the wrong floor. I think we've told this already, but
we'll see Andrew try and go into a different house?
Yes. He'll park in the middle of the street. He'll try to get into the wrong house.
He'll park in the middle of the street.
He'll fall asleep in the garage.
Oh, my God. That is scary.
With the car running and the door closed. What?
That is, oh, my God.
Oh
carbon
God.
Monoxide
What a way to
poison.
Go. House of Cards. Anyone? Anyone?
No.
Nope. You're right. Sorry. Oh, God. Okay, guys. We only have a little bit of time left. Thank the fucking Lord. Sorry, was that negative? I got some weird looks, but I will press on.
I accidentally hit this and was like trying to be like,
yeah, I always do that.
I hit the mic.
So maybe we go around and we each share what we're most excited for about living together. I'll go first. Nothing. Just kidding. Just like lazy pool days where we just tan and we just have fun.
And we like giggle.
Giggling TBD.
Oh.
I might chuckle, but
Giggling CBD.
I love giggling.
Same.
Go ahead.
I'm just excited to get to know Christine better, you know, get to know Pancake better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God. We get to like have a dog.
You're going
to
wake up with hot breath on your face. She's sitting on your chest staring over I'm in the corner.
Yeah.
I'm like Toni Collette in Hereditary.
You wake up.
I'm in the rafters. I'm dog paddling through the air. Is Ben pressing you
because she's an Iron Woman?
I'm going to wake up in like the middle of the night while you guys are sleeping, go outside your room and just go...
No. I'm excited for like
the pranks.
Yeah. Not the pranks, but
you guys, I'm gonna prank you so much. No. You have no idea. No. I had two older brothers. You have no idea.
I mean, wait, what does that mean?
It's not even gonna like ruin your lives. Oh, okay. Like I'll jump out and scare you.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
But like with snacks.
What I mean, is it with Andrew?
I'm not gonna jump out and be like, here, have an apple. Like what?
Andrew in my car, whenever we're driving, he goes, I'm hungry. If only you had a snack bar in your car. That is not a realistic.
Yes, it is.
It's not an Uber. I'm not going to give you gum or some shit.
But it's a place that I find myself like most days. And sometimes I'm hungry.
Okay, you then know bring some snacks.
Yes. But no. Like,
oh, I'm so excited for this roommate
already. Bring your weird little vegan blue diamond almonds.
The whole point of the food bar is because you don't bring it, it's there.
That is not a normal expectation, Andrew.
Buy snacks, leave them in his car.
But that's what I said. I am not going to provide you with snacks.
Wait, he wants a whole mini fridge.
I thought you said I couldn't do that. I will bring snacks. I will put them in your glove box.
You can have a snack bar in my car.
I will put some mini lights. I will put some napkins and like some
straws. It charges every time you pick it up.
You're just secretly exhibit and you're pimping my ride.
We are right by West Coast Customs.
We are.
Sorry. Oh, we should stop podcasting forever.
Oh
okay.
Or just this episode.
Alrighty, guys. We have reached the end of the episode.
Had a great time.
It was so great. You want to stick around for the next one, please?
Oh, sure.
Less talking for me.
Yeah.
Although I talk over everyone anyway, and mess up my words, and I want
to. We all do. Oh, and I just hit the mic again. So I mean,
again, terrible.
Just Andrew, where can people?
What a terrible podcast.
It's definitely not terrible, but it's
it's not good.
It's an experience for people. You know, it's. Mm-hmm. It's like it happened.
They listened. Yeah. Will they again? Probably not.
So Andrew, you were saying,
yeah. Where can people find you?
Yes, they can find me on the internet.
At 12694.
At Andrew Lau things on the things.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, just my name.
It'll be in the description of the podcast too. Yeah.
The internet.
Right, Mark? Yeah, he's nodding. Cool. Alrighty. Be sure to listen and stay tuned and...
Reviewing.
Oh, yeah. Keep reviewing it, guys. Leave us some 5-star reviews, even though we very much do not deserve them. But
3.5.
Here we are.
What?
What?
Oh.
That's my dick? What? Oh. Anyway. Mom, bye.
Wow. What?
Alrighty. Yeah, that is our episode, and stay tuned for next time. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, don't mess. Don't mess. Don't mess.